spreading the good news of Easter through songs and through our stories. Here's a salvation story from Shine.fm.
I'm sitting here with Heather from Middays.
Hey. Heather, you get to share a lot of encouragement on Middays, but you can't always go deeper or share more because, you know, here we kind of keep it to a couple minutes.
Or less, hopefully, or less. Right? Megan's the program director. She would say, or less, Heather.
Quality over quantity. But
that's right.
So when it comes to sharing about Jesus, I mean, we're sharing encouragement over the air, but when it comes to your own personal story, I think that's important to share as we lead up to this Easter holiday or just Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And so I know from our personal conversations how you said you didn't grow up in a Christian home.
That's correct.
So yeah. I would love for you to share kind of how you grew up and when you met Jesus.
Sure. So when I was six, my parents divorced, and I don't remember a ton of that. I would say that we were raised in a home with good values. Mm-hmm. I even remember my mom saying, like, the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But we didn't consistently go to church. My dad actually moved into the town that we live. So he was a very much a part of my childhood. Well, when my brother was a junior in high school, he started dating a girl who was a pastor's daughter.
Okay.
And he didn't live with us at the time. So there was a period where my brother went live with my dad and I lived with my mom. And he's 3.5 years older than me. And he would come to the house and he would talk to me about Jesus.
Aww.
And I was like, no. Because it was one of those things where it was like, he was my older brother and I wasn't quite sure if, like, I don't know, it was just this weird dynamic between siblings. And so he went off to college to Western Michigan University, and I believe he still prayed and he still, like, really wanted me to come to know the Lord. And so he invited me to a concert.
Okay.
And it was a guy whose name is Mike Warnke, who now, as Brian, our station manager, would say, was a fraud. But Jesus can still use frauds.
Yes. Okay.
And so he went through his whole comedy thing at Miller Auditorium in Western's campus, and he did an altar call at the end. Mm. And I kind of sat in my seat and just, like, shook. And not, like, physically, but I just was kind of, like, almost like a nervous energy.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, if you are here and you need something from Jesus, stand up.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay. I felt like that was what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so I stood up. And, of course, he's excited and all of his friends are excited who go to Western. And I got a Bible and everybody was so excited. But I didn't really know, like, what that looked like, you know. And so I got involved in a church because I happened to have some friends who were believers. And that was good, but I wouldn't say that it necessarily deepened my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to Michigan State University for my first year, and I got involved in InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And I have to say, that's really where my faith grew.
Okay.
Because they got me into reading the Bible and understanding what it was like to have a prayer life and a relationship with Jesus. And that actually radically changed the way that I viewed who God was. And I think that was a hard time for me. I spent 1 year at Michigan State, and then I ended up coming back home and doing community college for a year. But, like, I look back at how that deepened my faith and how that it really wasn't a church. It was more like a organization that obviously was a non-denominational, but they really sowed into me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that allowed that to put that kind of growth out there for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, like, do you remember, like, that specific day then? Like, do you have a specific day that you remember, like, this is when I gave my life to Jesus?
Yeah, it would be at the concert.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, that for sure was one of those things where I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And again, didn't really fully know, like, what that looked like, but I definitely knew that was the moment where I was like, I want in.
Yeah.
This is something that I want to do.
Oh, that's so cool that, like, your brother was a part of that with you. That's so neat.
Yeah.
What do you do now to grow in your walk with God?
So you and I have talked about this, actually, when COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I have three kids. You know, it's as a mom, it's not easy to get into the Word. It's not easy to get into a rhythm because you have littles and stuff. My kids are now 20, 19, and 17. But during COVID, I had someone who is in radio, kind of, she and I had a conversation, and she said, wow, she's like, you know, I really love what you do on the air, but you need to spend some time with Jesus. And And I think like if I would have had this moment of a spit laugh, I would have done that because I was like, when do I have time, you know, for this? And so then COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like the Lord was like,
now you have time.
Guess what? Now you have some time because everything is shut down. And so I started just to spend quiet time with him. And it looked really weird in the beginning because my kids were at home doing school. And so I have an office at home. And I would lay on the floor of my office and I would just be quiet.
Mm.
And I would just say, God, I'm here for you. And like floods of tears would come because I was like, just felt like I needed that quiet presence with God. And so the way I translate that to now is I open up my Bible app every single morning and I read that scripture and then I quiet myself before the Lord. And sometimes things come out of that. Sometimes things don't, you know, I mean, sometimes there's stuff that I share on the air. There's things that I need to pray for or I need to invest in with God. But that is really that. And then there's times when I struggle with my depression, which we've talked about on the air before, and that for me is worship music. So when I'm having a day that I really, really struggle, I go to worship music and it focuses me back on God and not on my problems or not the way that I'm feeling. So there's just a couple things that I do.
Any particular worship song that's your favorite or go-to?
It usually is one that we're doing in church. Right now it's the song Names, and it talks about, I think, of course, I don't know who does it, but it's on my phone, but it's about who God is and how his names really mean a lot.
Okay.
But I go a lot to Maverick City.
Yeah.
Gyra, I mean, they're really good. Promises, good news. I mean, all those things. So yeah, it's, you know, but right now it happens to be Names. So,
cool.
Yeah.
So what does Easter mean to you now?
I think, Friday's always really hard for me.
Hmm.
And I even when I think about Friday, I'm getting emotional while we're talking about it, because to think that Jesus did what he did for us, emotionally is hard for me because I think I struggle with, I don't deserve that.
Yeah.
You know? And so Friday always tends to have a gloomy feel. And everybody's like, yeah, but Sunday's coming. But for me, I feel like I need to sit in that Friday because it's such a painful thing that, that he would do for us. But then Easter is such a celebration because he did rise from the dead and he did that for us. He did that for me and you. And so I think even though Friday never meant a lot to me before I became a believer, now it's a really difficult day. And I actually don't plan a lot for that Friday because I know, like, emotionally I'm going to struggle because I think through all that Jesus did. But then Sunday is really a celebration.
Yeah.
And it's a celebration of the fact that we have hope in what's to come because of what Jesus did. So it totally radically changed. I think when I was growing up, we went to Easter service a couple times, but like now it really means a lot.
Yeah.
To have that celebration with a church family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the victory that Jesus had over death and the grave, how does that frame like victory for your life today?
You know, I think it's hard. I think I get very distracted by the things of this world. And I think there's... And so I think it's hard to look at the future, the forever. But I think because of some of the things that our family has gone through over the last few years, there have been days where things were really tough for us. And I go, well, at least I have heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So I can hold on to that victory of lots of junky, yucky stuff can happen here in this life, but it won't happen forever. So like, even though it feels like a lot and it feels like it will be forever, it won't be. And so that idea that like, I can have hope in that heaven, in that place where we won't deal with sin and suffering, that victory means so much to me because a lot can happen in this life, but it won't happen there.
Yeah. I love that. So if there's someone listening who doesn't know Jesus, like what is the cry of your heart to tell them?
I think that I can't imagine facing some of the things that we face in this life without him. And it really hit home for me during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you handle some of the things that we have gone through without knowing that there's a God who's still in charge, who's still on his throne? And so even if you can't see him, because that's what I struggle with.
Like,
I know God's working, but I can't see it. I don't know. You know, I don't know how he's working. He is working. And I think that's what I would say is that you have a God who loves you so, so much that he would be willing to sacrifice Jesus on the cross. And even if it feels like in this life, it's not like going right? Because I used to feel like, what am I doing wrong? Well, yeah. It's this world. It's not you. Yes, you maybe have made some bad choices, but like God still loves you. And it isn't about what you've done. It's about who he created you to be. And it doesn't matter what you've done. You can still have a relationship with him.
That's good. What's your favorite Bible verse?
Oh, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
Yeah. Why is it your favorite?
I think because I do tend to, especially when I was younger, I wanted to figure everything out and have the right path and do all the things right.
Yep.
And God's like, you got to trust in me.
Yeah.
And when you trust in me, I will guide your steps and I will make sure that your path is straight. And I feel like there were some times where if I'd have trusted God more and not done what I thought I should do, that things would have looked a little different. And so it's always good for me to go, oh yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to trust in God and he will lead me. I don't have to have it all figured out. And I think in my older years, that has been a comfort to me because I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. It's okay. Like, I don't have to have it all figured out because God will guide me.
That's good. Well, thank you, Heather.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For sharing.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this salvation story on the Shine.fm podcast channel. If you want to know more about Jesus, we'd love to send you a resource from our friends at Bible League International. Just text the word TRUTH to our number 855-98-SHINE. If you'd like to get plugged into a church, visit the Faith tab at our website for a list of churches we've highlighted as a church of the week. Just go to Shine.fm.